Well, we're heading into a bit of a lull in the political season. It's August. Congress is out of town now. The conventions are still a few weeks away. But for American voters, the tough economy is still top of mind, and it's still giving the men who would be president something to squabble over. Let's bring in Paul Brandis, the White House correspondent for West Wing Reports. Of course, Paul, this latest squabbling point is this new jobs report that I guess has something for both sides to spin their way.
Well, you know what was kind of funny, Nathan, but showed how defensive the White House is, I think, about the unemployment rate. On Friday, Alan Krueger, he's the chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers. You know what he said? He said, well, unemployment really didn't go up to 8.3%. It went from 8.217% in June to 8.254% in July. I mean, come on. I mean, when they start nitpicking over decimal points to try and make the unemployment rate look better, you know they're worried. Now, the president is acutely aware that no predecessor, save Franklin Roosevelt, of course, has ever been elected with a jobless rate this high. It's but one of the many reasons, of course, Obama is on thin ice. But all that being said, he is still ahead of the polls, which really haven't moved all that much this summer.
Yeah, the polls, particularly in the swing states that are going to be so crucial in this election, he has pretty substantial leads over Mitt Romney.
Well, the Obama camp did get a lot of mileage this week out of that Quinnipiac, New York Times, CBS poll. It showed Obama up 6 points in Ohio, 6 points in Florida, and 11 in Pennsylvania. Now, if Obama wins Ohio and Florida, I mean, it's ballgame over. He's reelected. But I think that poll is actually suspect. I mean, consider this. Before hooking up with Quinnipiac, CBS and the Times had their own recent poll, and it actually showed Romney up 1 point nationally. I think it defies logic to think that Obama's ahead by 6 in Florida and Ohio, but down by 1 nationally. So what explains that Quinnipiac poll? I think one reason is that the Quinnipiac sample, the polling sample, was skewed in favor of folks who tend to favor the president by perhaps 12 or 13 points. So I'm not quite sure he's really ahead in Florida and Ohio by 6 points.
But when it comes to the economy, getting back to that, you're talking about the White House nitpicking the numbers. We really are in sort of this holding pattern. We have been for months, even years, where the economic reports have pretty much stayed the same. What, if anything, is going to shake up this race? Because if the pattern holds, it's pretty much going to stay this way all through November.
Well, nobody seems to think that the unemployment rate is going to move dramatically in one direction or the other. Even the Federal Reserve is gloomy. Their long-term forecast is for 7% unemployment or perhaps even higher going into 2015. I mean, that's 2 years from now. So I think we're in for kind of a rough patch for quite some time. So the number that we saw on Friday is the number more or less that voters are going to have to decide when they go to the voting polls on election day.
So we're in a rough patch in the economy, and it's sort of a rough patch in this campaign season as well. I mean, the campaign has been so negative throughout. How is that translating into how voters feel about the candidates, this negativity we're seeing?
Romney had a rough July. His negatives jumped. He's now seen in an unfavorable light by 52%, 37% positive. That's according to a Pew survey, and that was before his trip to Europe and Israel, which didn't exactly help him. So he's underwater, but it's fair to point out that Obama's only treading water. His favorables are 50% to 45%. That's a big come down from where he was 4 years ago when there was a huge gap in favor of him. So I think Obama's sort of like a car. 4 years ago, he was shiny and new, very appealing to lots of people. But I mean, look, he's hit a ton of potholes over the last few years, got a lot of dings. And I mean, car metaphors aside, Obama has clearly lost a lot of his appeal. But as things stand today, in my judgment, I think he's still in better shape than Mitt Romney.
Well, thanks for all the insight as we head into the dog days, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis is the White House correspondent at West Wing Reports. You can follow him on Twitter at West Wing Report.